The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Let's go ahead and cue Betty.
Yeah, why don't we go ahead and cue Betty?
Boo whoop, boo weep. I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty, you got it. Love you.
You shut up, Roger. Back to you, Anthony.
She's, you know, you two are just gonna keep fighting now, aren't you? This is what we're gonna deal with now. All right, fine. Hey, everyone, this is Anthony in East Zimbabwe.
Hey, everybody, this is Joe in Chicagoland, land of rainy day.
Hi, it's me, Betty, your lovable artificial personality unit with a bitch pin on the CPU enabled.
It sure is.
This is episode 134 of the Joe and Anthony Show, the We Hope the VPN Doesn't Crap Out episode, Ring of Fire edition for Monday, May 21st, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Hey, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Well, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Well, I've been able to
get that all sorted out.
We got that all sorted out, and I was able to alter a script and recompile it in the time frame in which we had to do the whole opening. Nice. It's kind of nice to have the robots do things in the beginning sometimes.
Right.
Now, as long as the robot doesn't get messed up in this process, I think we'll all be good. So, yep.
So, how's your day been, Anthony?
Well, you know, it was actually a pretty decent day. It rained. It rained all day here. It just rained
right all
day. It was kind of crappy. Crappy day.
Were you in the Seattle effect?
Yeah, I guess you could call it. We were in the Seattle effect. But no, I mean, the rest of the day, it was a decent day. I had some decent pizza for dinner from one of my favorite little local places, Wood-Fired.
Local places, yeah, pizza are good.
Exactly. So, but yeah, it's aside from it being a soggy day and having to wrangle with some people on certain things, it's been all pretty copacetic. How about you, Joe? Nice. How has your day been? You had the day off today, right? You didn't have to do the bump and grind. How's that going?
Today's kind of like my Saturday, actually.
Is it? Okay. All right.
If you think about it in terms of working a full day's or a full week, today would be my Saturday. Yesterday would have been my Friday. And it was
there
nice.
You go.
I got a lot of stuff done.
A lot of stuff done.
Yeah. A lot of stuff. And figured out some things, and we kind of figured out some things, as a matter of fact, with the VPN thingy.
We seem to be having some good quality here now.
Yes.
And
I was downright tootin' mad about last week's broadcast. I was just upset.
He was rootin' tootin' fresh and fruity,
yeah,
mad about it. Let me tell you, he was pretty ticked off.
Yep. So we solved that.
We did. And so we have a workaround situation, a possible workaround situation for other people as well, by the way. If we need to have other people join us through video teleconference without the use of having to tunnel to us.
Yes.
It could actually work out pretty good. So, yeah.
So, Anthony, what you got for us in your weed corner?
All right. So, the weed corner, that's the sound effect you get. The first one comes from Green Rush Daily. And it was a Facebook incident. The Tennessee Highway Patrol bragged about a 20-pound weed bust on Facebook, showing two officers standing in front of a patrol vehicle with the weed spread across the hood of the SUV. You know, they were probably trying to be cute, like look at what we've done. We're making your streets safer by keeping the devil's lettuce off the streets, blah blah blah. You know, thinking they might, you know, get like a whole bunch of pats on the back for a weed buzz. It backfired. And they really got some heavy criticism about their little 20-pound weed bust in Tennessee. Tony Shope, or Shopey, who is a retired officer, blasted the police officers for bragging about the weed bust. He said, quote, "What a waste of good officers' time. I'm a retired 26-year cop.
Retired
26-year cop and believe weed should be legal all over. The South will figure that out one day. I would any day rather deal with someone smoking than the DUI, DWI from the bar. You have better things to do. I quit apprehending MJ cases years ago as it wasted the courts and my time." Now, we don't know the validity of this post. It could just be someone that's full of shit, which does happen from time to time all over the place.
Yep, there is a lot of clickbait out there.
Yeah, so it is a possibility that there's, you know, there's something going on with that. But other than that, you know, that's what we have to go on, and that's what we work with. This is what I find
on
inner tubes.
It's entertaining because you find out things about, you know, because there's always a grain of truth to every story.
Almost, unless it's completely fabricated, then there's no truth to it whatsoever.
Yes.
The next story comes from Leafly.com, and this is the New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that the New York Police Department will reform its cannabis enforcement policies by mid-June, working to end unnecessary arrests and end disparity in enforcement. The announcement came out a little bit more than 48 hours after the New York Times published an investigation that found that black people were arrested. That African Americans were arrested on low-level marijuana charges at 8 times the rate of Caucasian non-Hispanic people during the past 3 years. The head of the city council's justice committee asked New York City's 5 district attorneys to stop prosecuting low-level cannabis possession cases entirely. The Brooklyn's DA's office, which decided in 2014 to stop prosecuting many low-level cannabis charges, is weighing an option to expand the policy to include people who consume in public without creating a public nuisance. So if you're smoking your weed out on the street, that may be acceptable as well in New York, with the exception of all the other clean air laws that you have to abide to, like Chicago, where you have to smoke like 542,000 yards away from any building entrance underneath a bunker with the clay people or something. So,
clay people.
There you are, Joe. Welcome back, Joe. Welcome back.
Did you say clay people?
Yes, I said clay people, and I welcomed you back because you seem to have spaced out on us for a little bit there.
I didn't space out. I just had you on mute, and I wanted to.
I see. That's what was happening. So you weren't able to talk to us. You were incommuto.
Yes.
All right.
So you've got some interesting things there. Yeah.
So New York, we got some weed going in New York, and Tennessee Highway Patrol kind of made themselves look like idiots this past week.
Yeah.
So Joe, you have a TP corner.
I sure do.
Good.
So Anthony, would you deny an accidental weed shipment to your door?
If I knew what it was, yes.
You would?
If I knew what it was, probably still. In my state, I would definitely at least deny it at this point. Huh. If I didn't know what it was and it showed up and I, like, opened the box, I'm like, oh, look at this. I'd be like, yeah, I'm not going to tell anyone about it, but I'm just going to hang on to this for a while.
Huh.
But so well, go on. So what happened?
This one lady here in Chicago did deny it.
Okay.
And I don't know. I guess I'm of the opposite opinion of, well, it's another why not me moment. Brought to you by Fuckitol, the Veritol pill that comes in easy-to-swallow capsule form and convenient, tasty, fizzy powder packets, too.
Ooh, I like that. That's
so anyways, my butthole. Right? Here's the gist. And this is from our friends at Crime in Wrigleyville, Boys Town, here in Chicago. It's an organization made up of concerned citizens in the Lakeview and Wrigleyville area. They do a complete breakdown of crime that happens in the area, and they follow up.
Wow,
they go back
good.
And check out the sources and see what's happened to wow. the people that have been convicted, and et cetera, et cetera. But anyways, the gist of this story, uh-huh. a box is delivered to a porch. Mm-hmm. The resident opens the door and exclaims, I didn't order anything. I wonder what this is. And then they open the box. It's Mary Joanna. I have to call the police.
The police say it's a large quantity of narcotics.
And you know what? I say fuck you. Cannabis is a natural motherfucking plant and not a narcotic. Narcotic.
How you say that?
Yeah, right. But anyways, postal inspectors are in on the case now.
Well,
that's
good. See, yeah, I mean, see, it was kind of left on her doorstep, and that I would not have called. Now, see, if it was like somebody that showed up dressed like FedEx, and they're like, "Here, we have like you know a pound of weed for you," and I'm like, "Eh, I don't know, what no habla inglés, you know, no habla inglés, so no bueno, adiós," and close the door, you know. But if I like open up the door and I think, "Oh, this is an Amazon shipment," and I like open the box, I'm like, "Oh." This is a good Amazon shipment. And I'll hang
so
on to it for
it,
a little
if
bit.
If it was you know? Wrapped in the Amazon shipment label.
Oh, that would make it even better, because then I'm just like, well, Amazon sent me weed. Why not? We have to obey Amazon, or Amazon will get angry.
Wow. Well, okay. So, there you have it.
I have ways of justifying my vices.
Right. So, how are we doing on time over there?
We have 7 minutes.
Oh, good. So, just to let you guys all know, also, too, we're on Facebook Live. That's for the Chip Skipper account on Facebook. We've made a lot of improvements. I've, done some LAN improvements. We've kind of removed the VPN right now, which has actually been a good thing. So, I guess for now, you know, we'll just use the VPN for file transferring. Which is perfectly fine. And
it
Roger.
Works. And Roger. It yep. works. Yeah, it's a much lower
it's
bandwidth.
It's been a very interesting technical learning experience. And I, for one, love it. You know, it gives me a chance to learn something different.
Yeah.
And it gives me a chance to kind of boast about the achievements that we've kind of accomplished.
There you go.
134 see? Episodes.
Wow, 134 episodes. That's insane.
Right?
That's insane.
So,
if you want to give us a call before we spin the wheel in a few
yep.
minutes, 813-327-8566. You can give the wheel a good spin. Tell us what you're thinking and stuff like that, you know. Or we're just going to kind of blabber on, because I've got some wine here that I'm working on and other things, of course. So that kind of makes things a little rambly, like it is right now.
Well, I've also got the wine in hand. As a matter of fact, I'm going to pour some more of this good stuff.
You get super good. Loopy with wine. I get messages from this one at night when he's drinking wine. My goodness.
Well,
he lost his mind.
I was trolling Facebook last night, one of the NASA pages.
Drinking and trolling Facebook is the best thing to do on a Sunday night.
Yep.
There you go. Congratulations, Joe. Hold on. Let me find that applause card. There you go.
But it was fun.
Many people aspire
to
do that.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
No, clearly, yeah, I saw. I saw that was quite well, the Facebook saw, which was good. And you got to use some interesting new backgrounds and such with the Facebook thing.
Smurfs. Battlestar,
yes.
Galactica.
Yes.
And Star Trek. Discuss. Yes. If you want to discuss any of those things or anything else, give us a call at 813-327-8566.
So
you can join me live on Facebook, too, and post your questions if you have one. And I think Roger wants to say something.
Oh, does Roger want to? Well, say something, Roger.
And now, for something completely wacky, it's Joe's Random Tidbit Corner. Take it away, Joe.
Oh, boy.
It's the Random Tidbit Corner.
Why, thank you, Joe. Thank you for letting me read today's tidbit.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, I do not have a Sale of the Century voice. That is all.
And there you have it, on another Random Tidbit, brought to you by Chip Skipper's Random Tidbit Generator, and read by Roger. And now, hey, Anthony, why don't we pull that wheel?
Sure, let's go ahead and give it a spin. Why don't you go ahead and give it a good tug there. Nice tug. There you go.
Oof. Ooh. Damn.
Uh-oh. I think we greased it a little too much.
Oh,
I think the wheel's going to fly away.
Oh, shit.
There goes the ceiling. All right.
Yeah, we only pay rent.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, rule number one, don't get caught. Tonight's random news story comes from Florida, courtesy of Florida Sun Sentinel. Amour, amour, the things we do for amour. John Ryan Wilson, you stole my heart, declared a message on a column of the Clyde B. Wells Bridge at the new Thomas Pitcher Park, which just opened this past April in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. Other services at the park were also tagged with various monograms, including, but not limited to, heart-shaped symbols, the name Brittany Ann, and smiley faces. The graffiti was discovered on Tuesday morning when deputies located Brittany Ann, which wasn't very difficult. She still had purple paint all over her arm, according to reports. Brittany Ann, 28, caused over $10,000 worth of damage and was charged with felony criminal mischief and booked into the Walton County Jail. Back to you, Betty.
Oh, boy.
Listen to these shows and more recast on Shyampa Radio from Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, WRFU 104.5 FM, the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt. From our friends at Radio4All.net, we also give you Traffic with Topper's Radio Show with Gil.
Sorry,
and the lovable Gil Board. Then at a new time on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and then Upfront Soul all night long with Sanguine Fromage. Be sure to visit Shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
It's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport.
There you go.
Unless you're listening live, it's not currently lightly raining. Fog and mist at 64 degrees. Dew point is at 62 and the humidity is at 93%. Winds are out of the variable at 5 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 2.5 miles, which means it's cloudy. Tonight, Monday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 10 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 52. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 61. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 65. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Hey, grab your favorite device and tune in for a new episode 101 of Headphone Meditations with John Dubose at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Memphis Wednesday, May 23rd. And that's your Chicago Shiampa weather. Anthony, hey folks, be sure to visit our website, shiampa.info. Come chat, you can log in with Facebook, Twitter, Google, and more. And now, play that news bumper, Anthony.
All right, let me find the mouse first.
And now, for the news!
All right, and thanks to my Facebook Live viewers. If you want to chime in, give me a little ting-ding on the comments there. First up in tonight's news corner, we've got an expensive people adding a pretty big thrill package to their condo purchase. And for us inexpensive people, working toilets are a big thrill. They sure are. Oh, that's a beautiful sound when that toilet works. But anyways, let's see what's what. From our friend Ben Hooper from UPI.
Hi, Ben.
A New York City condo listed with an asking price of $85 million comes with some enticing extras, including, and I wish I had drum rolls, a trip to space.
Really?
The 15,000-square-foot duplex at the Atelier Condominium Complex, which has an asking price that's more than double the record for the Hell's Kitchen neighborhood in Manhattan, comes with two $250,000 seats. Including. Including.
Keep going.
A trip to space.
Oh my. I think it finishes up in like 5 seconds.
So the condo is also listed as coming with two Rolls Royce Phantoms.
Oh wow.
A Lamborghini Aventador Roadster. A 75-foot yacht. With 5 years of free docking. Wow.
Wow.
A year's worth of Nets basketball games. A year of service from a live-in butler. I wonder if I get
really?
To choose who.
Really? I would love that myself.
A private chef. Ooh. And a summer stay in a mansion in the Hamptons.
Wow.
So Daniel, the owner of the penthouse and the brokerage firm River to River Realty, which is handling the listing, said the offering allows a buyer to quickly upgrade to a lavish lifestyle. So someone not from New York can move here and have a New Yorker's lifestyle and point of view. Wow. In a way, I'm offering my lifestyle. I'm offering a way for a foreigner to just jump right in. Notice how he said foreigner.
Right?
Fuck you, Americans. You can't afford this shit.
I was going to say that the average New Yorker's lifestyle could not afford this penthouse.
No.
The average American could not afford all this.
Well, did you know, and this is kind of like a sidestepping point.
Yeah.
Over... No. What? 50 million Americans can't afford basic middle income kind of stuff like rent.
Isn't that frightening?
And groceries.
That is frightening. That's very frightening. That's very frightening. 50 million is a lot of people.
But you know what else is frightening?
What?
This next story.
All right.
And now, in the what the fuck corner, we're kind of like scratching our heads on this one.
Huh.
It's from our friend Ben Hooper again, so I don't know. It's got to be something. Firefighters in the Chicago suburbs responded to a laundromat to rescue. Guess what they had to rescue, Anthony?
A chicken.
What did they have to rescue from?
A chicken.
In a laundromat.
A chicken.
Chicago suburbs chicken. Well, I guess.
A chicken.
But not...
There's
not,
chickens. Not, okay. A dog. A chihuahua. A canary, a pigeon,
no.
A pet rat.
Do not lose your trajectory.
Well, okay,
I'm trying to find something that you have to rescue from a laundromat. A pair of socks. I don't know what. What is the answer?
3-year-old boy.
Oh goodness, that's quite a rescuing at a laundromat.
Who climbed inside?
Oh boy.
A claw machine and became trapped.
Yeah, just leave him there for a few days. I mean,
let
really
people try to win him.
I mean, Seriously.
Let the claw try to pick him up and deposit him back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, you know what? Make the mother try to get him out using the claw. I mean, you clearly did not watch your child long enough for them to get stuck inside the claw machine.
Well, the Palatine Fire Department said a crew responded Thursday evening to CD1 Price Cleaners in Palatine on a report of a toddler stuck inside a toy dispensing claw machine. Video from the rescue shows firefighters partially dismantling the machine.
There it goes!
So one of the men can climb inside and lift the 3-year-old boy, who is not injured, to safety. Officials said the boy is believed to have climbed into the machine through the prize distribution door.
Of course.
The fire department said the rescue was the first of its kind for Palatine. We have not had one of these before.
That's... Wow, okay.
The captain told NBC Chicago.
Wow.
But we're used to unusual calls, and we adapt and overcame. He said the toddler's adventure was not completely in vain. He walked away with two toys.
Jeez, wow. That's just too much. That's frightening. Okay, so we're moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this one's a little lively. I got to turn this knob down here a little bit. Otherwise, my earballs are going to go right with that wheel that just flew through the roof a second time.
Well, yay, kitty, 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 kitty.
Hi, kitty.
Hey, wait. Let's back this up a little bit and realize it's a cat.
What?
Probably thought, oh, wait. Never mind. Let me read the story. And again, it's from... This is like a Ben Hooper trilogy here. Well, anyways, an Ohio family is crediting their cat with saving their lives after it alerted them to a carbon monoxide leak in their home. Yeah. David of someplace said he, his wife, and their two children were sleeping in the early hours Tuesday when their normally quiet cat, Mr. Boo, woke them up with loud meowing. Meow! Meow! I woke up to my cat meowing. He never meows. He usually just squeaks or doesn't meow at all. It's actually kind of a joke in our family.
Wow.
The family said they got out of bed just in time to see Boo faint from the gas inhalation. We just saw Boo fall and pass out right there. One of the persons in the house said she believes the cat was trying to warn his humans about the carbon monoxide. He was sort of stumbling down the hallway and he just kept meowing. He seemed to kind of want us to let us out of the house, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He passed out so many times trying to wake up. That wow. It's just amazing because he's never really meowed before.
Wow.
It's like he's been waiting his whole life to do this one heroic thing.
Yeah.
Well, the family rushed to evacuate their house.
Wow.
My daughter fainted in the hallway, my son fainted on the back porch, and our cat fainted in the living room. I'm dizzy, my mom's dizzy, my wife's dizzy.
Everybody's busy.
He told him. Yep. Family members were taken to a hospital and later released.
Wow.
Mr. Boo and the family's other cat also recovered from gas inhalation. The other cat was like, fuck this shit.
Yeah. Wow.
So, the Township Fire Department Assistant Chief said Mr. Boo likely saved his family's lives. Had this situation gone on much longer, the outcome could have been much different.
I imagine.
So, you know, carbon monoxide, folks, it's colorless, it's odorless, it's tasteless.
I had an issue.
It is a silent killer.
I had an issue myself at one point where I'm glad that someone heard the carbon monoxide alarm going off, because I probably would have suffered a fate as well as Mr. Boone's. So, but yes, very important, especially if you have anything combustible in your house. If you don't have anything combustible, then there's no reason for it. But if you have anything
combustible... You've got a little bit of time, too. If you've got a compelling story, give us a call at 813-327-8566.
And then you can talk to us in 10 seconds.
Oh, we got 10 seconds.
Yeah, we could have...
Well, that's it for our news, Anthony. Back to you.
All right. Thanks, Joe. All right. Do you want to be part of this disjointed universal experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out in the News, a day against queer phobias strike a global cord, undercover Cameroon cops crashed the capital's gay venues. Russia tells the UN that there were no gays in Chechnya to purge. Hong Kong sneaks around its spousal visa rule during the Immigration Department's queer exclusion appeal. And Trump traps trans inmates in biological sex, quote-unquote, prison cells. And Vermont liberates Solo lose. Oh, Vermont. Yeah, Vermont liberates Solo lose. I guess that maybe. Okay. Anyway, I shouldn't question. And Vermont liberates Solo lose. All that and this and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Chiampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony show. Hang tight, folks. We will be depreciated again in about 4 minutes after this break.
We will.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
No little cinnamon gum freshens breath longer than Big Red.
So kiss a little longer, laugh a little longer, stay close a little longer, longer with Big Red. That Big Red freshens breath right through it. Go fresh, fresh, go longer.
Daughter left a lipstick in her pocket, and before I even noticed, I washed it. I had to try something, so I grabbed Liquid Tide. Guess what? Not one mark of the lipstick remained. Thanks, Mrs. Judy Davis.
Can your Liquid Get Out melted lipstick? Liquid Tide did. You'll be surprised at the things Liquid Tide gets out. Surprise yourself.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. Right now, your Nissan dealer is saying yes to great deals on new cars from Sentras and Stanzas to the awesome 300ZX. And Nissan is now making it even easier to own a new truck by saying
yes.
The 5.7 Nissan-sponsored financing or save with $500 cash back from Nissan. So, come on down to your Nissan dealer now, because he's going to say yes! The name is Nissan.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I was very independent. I fell, and I had to have Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
Thank you both for that incredibly wonderful conversation about Judge Judy.
You need to tell that guy, you need to talk a story over with him. So that y'all can make it shorter. And he can just get to the email funny parts for the whole thing.
Hey, you took my spot last week. Hey, you were
it's like he wanted to do the whole 15-minute segment point by point.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live on Monday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, only on Chiampa Radio.
Hi, this is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations, where we specialize in prog rock, experimental, and all kinds of great, great stuff. Join us at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays on Chiampa Radio for the show.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robots.
Welcome back. Roger here. Yay. No, really, guys. Those commercials were something exciting.
Good and control
Anyways,
myself.
Thank God it's Monday, because up next it's Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, according to nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National American Red Cross Founders Day, National Memo Day. Hey Betty, would you take this memo for me?
Sure, Roger. I'll take this memo and then I'll shove it up your ass.
Hey, bloody hell, Betty. Why are you so mean to me today?
Shut up, Roger, and finish this damn segment.
Fine, bitch. Oopsie poopsie. I almost forgot to mention. Today is also National Strawberries and Cream Day and National Weight Stuff Day. Anyway, listeners, before Betty melts me down for scrap, why don't you go grab your bongs, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida weather and news already. The floor is yours, Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right.
Before. See, you know, it's been really nice, I gotta say, before you go into your weather.
No, that's fine. What's up?
There's been no dropouts. There's been no issues. I am so happy, so go for it.
Yeah, that's kind of surprising. I guess the VPN has really given us some serious issues. We'll have to figure out whose equipment it is and who's doing what. But in the interim, it's time for yours, Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly raining in 75 degrees with a humidity of 90%. The dew point is 72 degrees Fahrenheit, and the visibility is 7 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 in the morning, mostly cloudy, with a low around 72. On Tuesday, there will be a 60% chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely, and then maybe, then possibly, a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. It's just going to rain. Otherwise, when it's not raining, likely, possibly, going to be raining, it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 86. On Tuesday night, will be a 60% chance of showers and storms until 2 in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 73. Remember when you were complaining how mine were so short? Yeah, it's rainy season now. Wednesday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms all day. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 86. Wednesday night, 60% chance of showers and storms until 2 in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 72. That is your Chiampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. And Joe has something to interject. What is it, Joe?
You're going
to
be going into hurricane season soon enough.
Don't remind me. I need to go buy plywood.
Okay.
I'm going to stock up on plywood and just store it in the garage until I need it. I'll cut it when the damn thing's coming. You get like 3 days notice.
Okay.
I'll send the husband to do the gathering of food, and then I will employ somebody to help me board up the windows, and we will, you know, go in that route. So anyway, that's it for your Tampa weather. Now time for your crazy Florida news. There we go. Feeling a little disjointed this evening, Joe. I don't know why. But
how
hey,
come?
I don't know. But the videos, you're right. This connection has been working great. Unfortunately, your face has been in the corner of where my little feet is. Let me move. Oh, I can move it. Hold on. Stay where you're at. Don't move. Okay, that works. Okay. You were kind of... My little window that shows my camera was in the corner where your head was, so like you would bop in and out of my view all the time. I'm like, oh, I forgot I could move this little inset window. Yeah, this works a lot better now. So sometimes living the Florida lifestyle can be pretty rough, especially for this guy. The Tampa Bay Times gives us our first crazy Florida news story of the night. High as fuck, Ralph, a Florida man, knocked on a woman's home in St. Petersburg one Monday night about 11:50 in the evening. When the victim answered the door, my news story just got deleted. Stop moving. Stop highlighting. Unhighlight the whole damn thing and just stop bouncing around. Thank you. When the victim answered the door, he asked her for $60. She told him to leave. but he forced his way inside, grabbed her by the neck, and shoved her to the floor, stealing a jewelry box, according to reports. Later that night, deputies tracked Ralph to some nearby woods with help from a sheriff's dog. When the dog caught Ralph, the report said he grabbed the canine by the head and the ears and started to pull and strike the dog in the head. Damn. A deputy pulled the dog away from Ralph, who was then arrested. Ralph later admitted to the allegations, and according to the arrest report. State records show that he is a designated sex offender as of 1988 by Pinellas County Judge. He's been around a long time. And he's being held in the Pinellas County Jail in lieu of $15,000 bail, facing charges of felony burglary with battery and battery on a police animal. Let me take a refresher here.
Some more wine.
All right. Here comes our next story. The Brevard Times brings us our next Florida news story of the night with a woman, her ex-boyfriend, and an automobile. 19-year-old Jasmine of Palm Bay went to her boyfriend's house on Monday. When she arrived, I saw the text getting highlighted, and it better not disappear. She became upset because her boyfriend told her that the relationship was over and the mother of her boyfriend's child was at the residence. I bet you there was... Jasmine then allegedly told her boyfriend that she was going to run him over with her vehicle. She then backed her vehicle down the roadway and drove through her ex-boyfriend's front yard. The boyfriend, another member of Mensa, attempted to stop the vehicle by jumping on the hood of the moving vehicle, but was unsuccessful because the impact and the law of physics flipped him over the vehicle and landed him behind the vehicle on his head. Jasmine's vehicle then struck a tree, but that's not all. She allegedly attempted to back her vehicle up and run over her boyfriend, but instead she ran into a mailbox. When Palm Bay police arrived at the scene, they saw Jasmine striking the boyfriend's child's mother with a tree branch. Jasmine was charged with dating, violence, aggravated battery, trespassing, and battery. It does not list her bail on it, but yeah, that's quite something, isn't it?
Whew.
Yeah, right.
She's one hell of a woman.
Yeah, look, that's quite the story.
Some man out there for her, or woman.
Well, clearly there was, but that didn't last up too long. So, you know, we'll just run this track out because the track's almost ready to end. You know, so here we go, and then we'll just go right into our final news story. We got 3 minutes.
We got 3 minutes.
No.
Ding, ding, ding,
there
ding,
we go.
Ding.
WCTV News Channel 8 in Thompsonville, Georgia, brings us our final and naked Florida news story of the night. Joseph, a 63-year-old Florida man, was wandering around Gulf Breeze, Florida neighborhood one Thursday afternoon, minding his own business, not bothering anybody, doing his thing, living his very own Florida lifestyle. Authorities were called by a resident who said his security camera showed a naked man walking by the front door. A second person then called the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office and said that they saw a naked man with an erection.
Oh!
Yeah. Amid heavy rainfall, a deputy tried to apprehend the man, but he ran away. The deputy then fired his taser at Joseph. That stopped him. Oh yeah. You're not going anywhere after that one, especially in the rain. You just become one big breadboard. The arrest report states that Joseph told deputies he received sexual gratification by being naked in public. Joseph was charged with loitering and prowling, lewd and lascivious behavior, resisting an officer without violence, and exposure of naughty bits. It is not known if he has an attorney. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you tuned into Cheyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people and a replacement for Roger. If you especially have a replacement for Roger, give me a call at the studios anytime.
Betty.
813-327-8566. And besides a replacement for Roger, you too can hang out with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique K-Studio experience.
Right?
Bloody hell. What a bitch you are today, Betty.
Fuck you, Roger. Go shit in your own M.Y. 101 circuits for a change.
He has one of those? I thought only Betty had that.
No, he has one too. It's a standard robot circuitry.
All right.
It's their It's weird.
There we go.
So where are we at? Where am I at? How did I get here? Who am I?
We are in. We are entering the plethora section.
Oh, plethora!
It's time.
If you
want to
give us a call
Monday, Joe and Anthony go into plethora mode.
You can give us a call at 813-327-8566 and help make plethora like stand out from any other radio show or podcast that you listen to.
And the tampon control the tampon control authority wants to remind you not to lose your tampons, which is very important.
Don't lose your tampons.
That's not good. If you're needing them and then you lose them before you get to use them and then you need to use one and you I have a sibling, a sister. I know all about this lady thing here thing. I get it. So do not lose your, hang on to your tampons for your dear life.
But I'm a little curious. What is owed to the meat?
My God! So you know, I've discovered a diner in Tampa called Mama's over on Florida, and it's quite delicious. And it's the type of Greek diner you're used to in the city. It's more of a New York Greek diner, so they do some things a little differently. But for the most part, they're good.
Like they don't carry ranch, for instance?
No, they do carry ranch.
Oh!
But every Greek salad comes with potato salad in the middle. A big scoop. The potato salad is absolutely deliciously divine. It's a mustard potato salad, but they serve it with lettuce, like an actual salad, which befuddles me. And they have a gyrospit. And it's hard
you
to
like
find.
That.
It's hard to find a restaurant in this area that has the meat go round, as I would call it as a young chap. It was a meat go round. And I love the thing because it delivered
meat. The meat go-round.
It delivered tasty meats. The only thing I wish I could find would be the pizza puffs. The pizza puffs, but I don't think I could find them down here.
No pizza puffs.
No pizza puffs down here. You know what I'm talking about, right? You know what a pizza puff is. Yeah, I think everyone in Chicago knows what a pizza puff is.
We tried when I was out there at that one place in Ybor, but it just wasn't the same.
No, God, no, that was a disgusting calzone. Mine was still half cold, and I wound up eating it. And, oh, my God, let me tell you,
that was horrible.
That night was, oh, my goodness, awful. Terrible.
So is it our birthday soon?
I think so. I think the station's birthday is somewhere in May.
Really?
Towards the end of May. So I'm going to go look in our little recast folder because, you know, we have it.
You know,
it's organized
it's funny,
by date.
It's funny, though, that you talk about birthdays and excuse the mic noise. But I don't really... And this is bad of me, but I don't really pay attention to birthdays. I don't...
Yeah.
I try to remember them for my friends and family, make sure I, you know, either call them or wish them something or maybe send them a gift, but...
Oh my goodness, tomorrow is our birthday.
Are you serious?
Tomorrow is our
How many years?
3 years. 3 years. Hold
three
on.
3 years.
Hold on, hold on. We have to.
Wow.
So tomorrow... Tomorrow is the day.
Damn, where's our cake?
I know, right? I don't have any. It'd probably have to be some vegan thing.
You have your wine?
I do have wine. I always have wine.
So, Facebook Live, folks, it's actually Chiampa Radio's third birthday.
Happy birthday to us. So all the Facebook posts will come in tomorrow. They will bog me down tomorrow with the Facebook posts.
In memories.
In episode, 134.
And hopefully Netflix chasing us.
No, they're going after Roger and Betty.
Well, I'm writing it down in my notes, too. Happy birthday to us. Great. If you want to give us a happy birthday wish, you can call us at 813-327-8566. If you want to tell us to fuck off and die, you can do that too. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
We may not air the fuck off and die.
No, but me and Anthony might chuckle to it later.
We may chuckle to it. So yeah, if you reach us, if you listen to us, we know a lot of you listen to us after the fact. You can always call us. I think you press 1 just for the off-air talent. The voicemail box for the talent. Betty set it up. I've been trying to get her to change it, and she's like, no. And I'm like, okay, then we leave it your way, I guess. So
that is so annoying when our units start rebelling like this. It's getting pretty annoying. Well, electronics, I've been reading and hearing so much about artificial intelligence, and it seems like it's just kind of sneaking in on us.
Oh, of course it is.
I recently racked up a sizable credit card bill to purchase the Philips Hue lighting system. I have Philips Hue light bulbs all over the house with the appropriate controllers and apps and everything, and it honestly has made me so happy. It's given my place like an additional
feel boost. Like a new man.
Yes. Because I can make my rooms any color or any feeling or any scene I want. It has like an Arctic tundra feel, which is really neat.
Well, that's good. That's good. See, I'm not one. Now, is that that's an internet? That's an IoT thing, isn't it?
Yes, it has its own little box that plugs into a port, and it's its own little Wi-Fi. No, it's some kind of Zigbee.
Does it communicate through the internet? The network? Does it connect into the network?
Somehow it does, because I do have an account with the company, and I can control my lights without being on Wi-Fi.
Okay. It's an IoT thing.
Yeah.
It's an Internet of Things. Yeah.
So it could be hacked and used for
I love it, and I would use more of it. I have automation things in my house and certain things, but they're not IoT devices. They're like segregated.
Okay, Google, turn on all of my lights.
Oh. And we see.
Okay, turning on 9 lights.
Jesus, Google, you're slow. Okay, Google, you're slow as shit.
Okay, Google, make all the lights red.
You got it. Change lights to red.
So, these little stupid things gives me the illusion of control. And in this climate, in this economic political climate,
in this socio-political economical climate, whatever the fuck.
Yes.
It's 3 things, I think, actually, now at this point.
Yeah, okay, Google. Make all the lights puce.
Here are the top results.
Wait, no, shut up. Make all the lights puce.
Yeah,
there we go.
Changing lights to puce.
So, yeah, and it'll talk back to you, too, and it has other things that you can do with it.
I see. It's quite interesting.
I'm a little more leery about the temperature control because that, somebody could turn on the heat and blast it all day.
Or
turn on the AC and blast that all day. And turning on the AC during the winter apparently can cause major damage to the equipment, so you never want to do that.
Oh, yeah, no, that's no bueno. No bueno.
Right? So, it's the rainy season, and it's the rainy season here, too, and we seem to be getting a lot more of it. I don't know about any of you all listeners in your neck of the woods. If you want to give us a call, you can do so at 813-327-8566. And you know what? If you haven't been to the website in a long time, go check it out. It's at cheyampa.info. We've kind of changed up things quite a bit. Made it a little more streamlined and... Yeah. Took us a long time to do it. It was a pain in the ass, but we got it.
Quite lovely, actually.
Yeah. So, yeah, go check that out. And we've got a new show on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. It's live every other Wednesday, so this Wednesday coming up, it'll be live, and that's episode 101.
Yes.
And then the following weekend, we'll play up his episode again. And then on the following Wednesday, it'll be the same episode. So you'll get a few chances to listen to it, which is definitely awesome. How many times can you say that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know?
Well, yeah, you know. So he's in the chat rooms, though, on every other Wednesday, which will be this Wednesday.
Yes.
So you can chat with John live while the episode is playing, and he will entertain your discussion, friendly chap to chat with.
There's some
Joe's
pretty cool guys that go
too
in the chat room. Yeah, there's cool guys that go in there.
Handful of people, so give it a check out, and you know all that other good stuff. And I think that's that.
Because so you know spring has finally happen. Arrived. Ugly lights.
So have the ugly lights.
They've come up.
They always come up. The ugly lights always arrive at some point.
Go for it. Just get it over with.
Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I think the hookers Roger ordered have faulty sockets. He's looking really frustrated right now, so I'm going to have to check on him after we finish this. Before we erupt in robot grease, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Yes, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show here on Shiapa Radio tonight. And also, just wanted to quickly say thank you for joining me on Shiapa Live. Whether you've joined in live or you're watching this later, sorry that it's a one-sided conversation, but I suppose you could sync up the audio to the show and, you know, just blast
it. You can do something with it, you know.
So, hey, just for shits and giggles, why not give Weekend with Joe a try? I let Roger play a plethora of intriguing content from our friends at archive.org and radioforall.net. We feature a lot of jazz and music of all kinds. One of our favorite house DJs, DJ Testosterone, finds a home here too. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays dubiously fabulous programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, catch traffic with Toppers. We've got enough Toppers that if you tune in every day, you won't hear the same episode for 4 months. No. Weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off some really obscure shit, and he combines it some with really obscure comedy, and it actually is kind of funny, if you can deal with it. Yeah.
Well, he's risque. That's all I can say. But wow, I'm in programming technique heavy audio heaven. You know, folks, while you're at it, just tune in one of your favorite or extra devices to our 24-hour internet radio stations. Keep it on in the background. And that's Shiapa Radio. You can go to the website at shiampa.info. That's shiampa.info. Where you can see our most current broadcast schedule and find out how to visit us on the social medias out there in Webverse land. Remember, too, it's 420 somewhere.
It is 420 somewhere.
And there goes that Star Spangled Banner.
Yep, and we got 106 seconds.
Hey.
Until this sucker flips over. Probably less than that for us to talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so next week, next Monday is Memorial Day, and I think we will be here for Memorial Day. Should be interesting.
And
I'll be there
whatever
in the morning.
Potentially, I'll be available as well.
You are off. Are you not? That's interesting.
I am available.
Okay, so I believe the rest of the household is working on Memorial Day, so if that is definitely the case, then we may have
to make a trip
rush hour Memorial
Day.
Yes, we will have a telephonic field trip with Chip Skipper on his way to the Burger King. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at Shiampa.info. Remember, folks, if you're going to run over your boyfriend, make sure you don't do it naked while walking around punching police dogs. That will get you in a lot of trouble. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an E.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.